Maybe you experience them on the street. Maybe you feel their effect hovering over every decision you make, enveloping every word, every action directed toward you. Maybe you see people you know having to deal with them. Even if you don't, you probably learn about them in history class in school or talk about them with your friends. Whatever your story is, you've probably had some sort of experience with the isms and phobias of the world. Xenophobia, sexism, racism, nationalism, homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, ableism, Islamophobia, antisemitism. It's no secret that these 10 prejudices, and unfortunately, so many more, pretty much rule our world. And, surprise, surprise, they rule our politics and our history too. But it's not all that often that we take a second to actually break down what these isms and phobias mean, where they come from, and just how deeply they impact our way of life. Before I get into that, there are a few key things to understand. Specifically, how these isms and phobias latched onto our world and continue to infect it, even in this very instant. It all comes down to a single word: power. That's right. Every single ism and phobia has to do with power. In particular, an imbalance of power. And when there's an imbalance of power, it really means that the people kept up by the system in place have direct power over the people kept down. Sexism keeps women down and men up. Racism keeps people of color down and white people up. Transphobia keeps transgender people down and cisgender people up. I could do this all day. That's the thing about all these isms and phobias. They exist to keep systems of power in place. Systems of unfair, unjust power that pretty much serve only a very particular group of people. But there's a flip side to that. Through the actions you take, the words you use, the choices you make, you can uphold these systems of power, but you can also dismantle them. Fair warning. This book will attempt to pull back the curtain on how our world is set up and how that structure came to be. These isms and phobias are a huge part of that. And while it might make you uncomfortable at times, it will also reveal just how devastating an impact all these isms and phobias have in ways you may have never even considered. It will also empower you. Are you ready to do what it takes to change the world? Listen on. Xenophobia. Xenophobia, noun. Dislike of or prejudice against people from other countries or those perceived to be foreign. The Holocaust, the murder of black people by the Ku Klux Klan. 19th and 20th century human zoos. Japanese-American incarceration camps in the U.S. in the 1940s and Uyghur Muslim internment camps in China in the 21st century. Colonists' brutalization of Native Americans, anti-Asian sentiment during the coronavirus pandemic. What do these events all have in common? They're all acts of xenophobia. Heads up, I'll be chatting about a whole lot of different isms and phobias in this section, from racism to homophobia, but xenophobia is the broadest. It's rooted less in specific characteristics and more in the general idea that anything foreign equals bad, or rather, anyone foreign. It stems from two key elements: fear, aka latent xenophobia, and hatred, aka virulent xenophobia. And yes, this can totally turn into something like racism or Islamophobia. But it goes even deeper than thinking someone is inferior because of, say, the color of their skin or their religion. Xenophobia is the firm belief that anyone foreign, read different or other, doesn't belong, whether it's in a school or a workplace, a neighborhood, a city, or even a country as a whole. And some xenophobes go to extreme lengths to ensure that those they consider different never do.